Hey guys, welcome to Coffee with Coach. Obviously, donuts go with coffee. I didn't bring any today though, I'm sorry about that. But, I know, but Coach Loggins said this week that the trick play you guys ran Monday night, the original name of it was actually Donut. But you guys call it Heisman, right?
Yep.
Okay.
There's a lot of crazy ways you arrive at names. Way back in the day, we used to call a boot pass Donut Pass, all right? And the reason was, if you screwed it up, all right, you had to buy donuts for everybody. But my last stop was Omaha. It had to do with snap count. I can't go too much into it. Mm-hmm. Some people will just, you hear on TV with the microphones of 52 is the mic, all right? Well, some people might take it a step further and say Ray for Ray Lewis because he wore 52, or okay. Butkus if the guy wears 51. Just to keep the defense off guard of what exactly you're communicating.
So Mitchell's debut was Monday night, but also the Star Wars trailer debuted Monday. Are you a Star Wars fan?
I saw the original Star Wars. I thought it was very fascinating. And those, I can't remember the year. I think it was the 70s, late 70s. But the whole concept was pretty cool.
You have a couple sons, right, who are involved in that whole world of animation?
Yep. They work for Marvel Studios, and currently one's writing a book, and the other one's writing music.
Okay.
So they're both creative.
Yeah, creative family we got here. Pernell McPhee is headed back to face mm-hmm. his old team. What's it like facing former teams? I mean, you know a lot of guys. Is it tough or is it exciting?
It's interesting. There's a new dynamic. You create kind of an enemy type of thought process in your mind. But it's like anybody that is a competitor and competes. Sometimes it feels even better to beat your friends than just somebody you've never met before.
You have a pretty strong connection to the Harbaugh family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think going way back, they're all Jays. Mm-hmm. Jack and Jackie, mom and dad. I worked with Jack in 1987 at the University of Pittsburgh, where I think John ended up being a GA there at one point. Jim was playing college football and then on to the pros. And then Joni, the daughter, she was actually babysat my boys when I lived in Pittsburgh, coaching at the University of Pittsburgh.
Wow, good babysitter?
Very good, yeah. Very good.
Just had good kids, either one.
I think more she was a good babysitter.
Okay, we'll give her some credit.
Yeah.
So Baltimore, are you going to get some crab cakes while you're out there?
Or? Yeah. I grew up, I was born in mm-hmm. Norfolk, Virginia, and then my mom was actually born in Baltimore. So that whole area, Chesapeake Bay Blue Crab, they might call it something different in Baltimore, but steam crabs, one of the things I grew up with. So I'm sure I'll kind of search it out, and if I have time, get some.
Yeah, should be a good trip. Well, good luck this weekend. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
And we'll see you guys next week on Coffee with Coach.